This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Jamie Dunn. As ride-sharing companies Uber and Lyft expand their reach in the state, they are bringing transportation and jobs to underserved communities. That's the subject of this week's in-depth report from Illinois Issues. I talked with reporter Tara Garcia Mathewson about her story. Your story is about ride-sharing companies like Lyft and Uber. For folks who may not have used one of these services, can you explain how they work?
Lyft and Uber both have apps you can download on your phone, and then to request a ride, you open the app, punch in your location, or it often finds it based on GPS, and then generally within just a few minutes, the driver shows up, and then the driver will just, again, generally follow GPS to get you to your location and drop you off.
And your piece focuses on how these ride-sharing companies are bringing transportation options to underserved groups and locations. Why are Uber and Lyft able to fill that gap in a way that cab companies may not?
So years ago, Chicago had a program that allowed cab drivers to get cheaper medallions, which gives them the right to drive a cab and pick up passengers in the city. So they could get cheaper medallions if they committed to spending a good portion of their time in underserved communities for 5 years. That doesn't exist anymore, and a lot of cab stands that gave cab drivers a legal place to sit and wait for fares in some of these communities, those also have been removed. Lyft and Uber, partly because of the huge number of drivers that they have working for them. Just to give you an example, Chicago has 7,000 medallions out, whereas Uber has reported having 20,000 drivers. So part of it is just saturation. Uber has a lot of people who are starting and ending shifts in a lot of different places all over the city.
One of your sources was an African-American man who said that even in areas where there are cabs, that he felt the cabs were not stopping for him or turning off their light and passing on by, and that is a really bad feeling to have that happen. Can you tell us a little bit about his story?
Yeah, so this is Derek Milligan. He works right downtown in Chicago, just right in the business district where a lot of those 7,000 cab drivers know that they can find fares. But as a Black man, really even just the thought of needing a cab makes him feel a little bit anxious because of these bad experiences he's had. And he's mentioned, you know, the idea that if he wears the right clothes or if he has the right accessories, that maybe he won't have an humiliating experience, but he has been passed up by cab drivers wearing a tux. And when he was a working model years ago, the experiences are, you know, walking out to try and hail a cab and seeing a cab driver with its light on shut it off, get a block away, and turn it back on. Ride-sharing apps, if there is some kind of racist component, the passenger would never know it. Lyft shows a driver a picture of the passenger before they agree to accept the ride. And so there would be the same opportunity to say, oh, I don't want to drive a Black man. But Derek, as the passenger, would never see that. It just removes what Derek calls the humiliating situation.
While your story looks at some of the potential positives of the company, Uber has had what some would say is maybe more than its fair share of negatives, or at least negative press. There have been accusations of the company using underhanded tactics against Lyft, being careless with the privacy of its users, and even responding in a tone-deaf manner to some rape allegations against some of its drivers. Do you get the impression that Uber is trying to redeem itself a bit by playing up and advertising the fact that it is serving some underserved communities with transportation?
Representative Michael Galuzzi of Riverside, he said in the beginning, when the state was looking at adding more regulation of Lyft and Uber, they really had at the forefront the idea that these ride-sharing services could open up drivers to underserved communities. So now you have Uber really making that a central piece of its marketing approach. You know, they're airing radio spots right now, directly speaking to people in minority communities and to people like Derek Milligan, who've been passed up by cab drivers, probably because of the color of their skin. I mean, it makes business sense to appeal to these communities, especially if they're hoping that people will advocate for them with their elected representatives.
To read Mathewson's in-depth story, go to wuis.org. I'm Jamie Dunn.